Hey everybody, we're all big fans of Roger Dooley's neuromarketing blog here.
Huge fans.
Right.
Yeah.
So in this deep dive, I thought we'd take a look at one of his favorite topics, and that is
Yeah.
emotional advertising.
Yes.
And you know how it can really help all of us attract customers and get more sales? So
Absolutely.
we've got some really great stuff from his blog and from some research studies and even a couple of examples to really
Yeah, some good stuff.
get those marketing gears turning in our brains.
Yeah, it's amazing how much goes into creating effective marketing. When you really look at the psychology and even the neuroscience, you can unlock a lot of potential in your campaigns by just understanding a little bit more about how our brains work.
Okay, so pet quiz time.
Oh boy.
When you think about yourself as a buyer, do you think of yourself as a logical buyer? Or do you just look at the facts and figures and make your decision? Or what's going on?
I mean, I'd like to think I'm logical, but I think we all know that very few people are purely rational, especially when it comes to buying things. It's just not how we're wired.
No, and you know what's interesting?
Yeah.
The IPA data bank actually found that campaigns that are driven by emotion are twice as profitable
Wow.
as ones that are just based on logic.
That's,
Isn't that amazing?
yeah.
So,
That's a big difference.
what is it about emotion that gives it such an advantage?
Well, think about it this way. Emotions, they kind of have a VIP pass straight to our decision making. They bypass all those cognitive filters that logic has to go through. Plus, our brains are much better at remembering vivid emotional experiences, so those marketing messages really stick with us.
So how do we actually do this?
Yeah.
How do we create ads that tap into those emotions and really get people to take action?
Well, it all boils down to understanding what we call emotional drivers. Think about a brand like Nike. For them, it's not just about selling shoes. It's about capturing that feeling of success in sport, the aspiration, the determination, the thrill of victory. They tap into all of that.
That makes sense for a company like Nike that's, a global giant.
Right.
But what about smaller brands?
Yeah.
They don't have that instant recognition.
Right.
How do they compete in this emotional advertising game?
Well, I think smaller brands can actually use their niche focus to their advantage. Look at companies like Ben & Jerry's or Jones Soda. They've really nailed down their specific emotional appeal, connecting with very specific values and lifestyles to build that loyal following.
So it's not just about being big and loud. It's about finding that authentic
Right.
emotional connection and
Exactly.
speaking directly to those people that you want to reach.
Yeah. And one thing that smaller brands need to be careful of is making sure that their product is crystal clear. Even in an emotional ad, you don't want people walking away feeling good, but not remembering who gave them that good feeling.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I can see how that would happen.
Yeah.
So I'm already getting a ton of ideas
Good.
for my own marketing from this. What about brands that, maybe don't have the budget for this purely emotional
Yeah.
approach? Can you mix things up a little bit?
Absolutely. Blending emotional and rational appeals can be super effective, especially if resources are limited. Now, while purely emotional campaigns might be slightly more powerful overall, balanced ads can still get fantastic results. You're essentially giving people the information they need while still, tugging at their heartstrings a little bit.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
So we've talked about why emotional advertising works and how to actually create, those emotionally resonant ads.
Right.
But what about the bottom line?
Yeah.
Does this really lead to people remembering our brands better and ultimately, more sales?
Well, the research is very compelling. There was a Lithuanian study that found that a whopping 81% of people remembered brands from ads with an emotional focus,
Wow.
compared to just 69% who remembered brands from purely rational ads.
That's a pretty big difference.
Yeah.
But memory is one thing. Does it actually translate into sales?
Good question. Nielsen research shows that ads with strong emotional resonance actually saw a 23% lift in sales. So
That's pretty hard to ignore.
it is.
And Nielsen also found a very strong connection between how emotionally powerful an ad was
Yeah.
and how much people's opinion of the brand improved.
Yeah, they're very closely tied.
So emotions are definitely a key driver in getting people to open their wallets. This is making me rethink my whole approach to marketing.
Good.
Speaking of rethinking things, didn't we have some interesting research about how age
plays
a role in how people respond to ads?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a fascinating study from Wharton and UCLA that looked at this.
Okay.
And it turns out that older adults tend to respond much more positively to ads that tug at the heartstrings.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought it was the other way around.
Yeah, so would I. But initially, the younger adults in the study, they actually preferred more rational, fact-based ads.
Okay.
But here's the twist.
Okay.
When the researchers reminded them that time is limited, you know, they kind of gave them that life is short message.
Uh-huh.
Their preferences totally flipped.
Oh, wow.
They started responding to the emotional ads almost as strongly as the older group.
So even the young folks can't resist a good, you know, emotional appeal.
Right.
Especially when you tie it into that sense of urgency.
Exactly.
This is giving me so much to think about.
Good.
But wait a minute, there's more to this emotional puzzle, isn't there?
There is.
Something about how emotions don't always work the way we expect.
Yeah, you're right. It's not always as simple as just adding emotion.
Okay.
There is a 2021 study from the University of Illinois that found that emotional arousal in ads can sometimes backfire.
What?
At least when it comes to immediate memory.
Really?
Yeah.
Emotions can hurt our ability to remember things.
Well, in some cases...
That seems kind of counterintuitive.
It does. But here's the catch. This only seems to happen when the level of emotional arousal doesn't match the ad's message.
I see.
So, for example, imagine a really high-energy, exciting ad for, like, a relaxing vacation destination.
Right.
The emotions just don't align.
Yeah.
And that disconnect can actually hinder recall.
So it's not enough to just throw any emotion into the mix. You have to make sure that the emotion really fits with your product or service.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that study also found that low arousal stimuli, you know, things that are more calm, peaceful, those are easier to remember in the short term.
Yeah.
Whereas high arousal stimuli, you know, excitement energy, those tend to be remembered better over longer periods.
Interesting.
So marketers need to really consider their goals and choose their emotional approach accordingly.
That makes sense.
Oh.
So if you're looking for immediate action, maybe a more relaxed or even rational approach might be the way to go. But if you want to build long-term brand awareness, then those... Yeah, more emotionally charged campaigns might be a better fit.
Exactly. You got it.
Okay.
The key takeaway here is that emotions are a powerful tool.
Yeah.
But they need to be used strategically.
Uh-huh.
Don't just use them for the sake of using them, you know? Make sure they're relevant and genuinely connected to your message.
That reminds me of the saying, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
I love that.
It sounds like the same applies to emotional advertising.
It really does. You have to be mindful and intentional with how you use those emotional triggers.
So we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah.
We've talked about why emotional advertising works.
Right.
How to create those emotionally resonant ads.
Yes.
And even some of those potential pitfalls to watch out for.
Uh-huh.
But what does all this mean for our listeners?
Yeah.
Especially those of us who, you know, are big fans of Roger Dooley and want to put these insights into action.
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway for everybody is that, you know, emotional advertising, when it's done right, can be a real game changer.
Yeah.
You can really boost customer engagement and ultimately drive those sales that I think we're all after.
Uh-huh. And it's not about manipulation.
Right.
It's about that genuine connection.
Exactly.
With people.
Yeah. You know, we're all human and we make decisions based on a mix of logic and emotion.
Yeah.
And I think when we tap into those emotions, we create marketing that's not only more effective,
right,
but it's also more meaningful and memorable.
So as our listeners are, you know, absorbing all of this, I want them to really think about their own brands.
Yes.
What are your emotional drivers? What makes your brand unique?
Yeah.
How can you create that deeper, more emotional connection with your customers?
What emotions do you want your customers to associate with your brand? What feelings do you want to evoke?
And here's a thought to really get those neuromarketing wheels turning.
Okay.
Think about how even the subtlest cues in your marketing can make a big impact.
Mm.
You know, your color choices, your imagery, your tone of voice.
Right.
All of these elements can contribute to that overall emotional experience that you're creating.
It's those little details that often have the biggest impact.
It's like a little wink to the subconscious, isn't it? Subtle but powerful.
Exactly. And, you know, as you experiment with these emotional cues, don't be afraid to test different approaches.
Yeah.
And see what works best for your audience.
Yeah.
You know, keep track of your results.
Right.
And refine your strategies based on what resonates.
Yeah, that's what I love about marketing. It's all about learning and evolving.
Absolutely. And, you know, armed with the insights that we've talked about today, I think you're in a great position to start crafting campaigns
Yeah.
that are both, you know, emotionally intelligent and super effective.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling incredibly inspired.
Yeah.
I'm already thinking about, ways to bring more of that emotional magic into my own marketing.
That's great. You know, the goal is to create a real connection with your audience, to make them feel something. When you do that, you're not just selling a product or a service,
Right.
you're creating an experience.
And it's those experiences that people remember. They
Yes.
build brand loyalty
Yeah.
and they drive long-term success.
Couldn't said it better myself.
Yeah.
So go out there and create marketing that moves people both emotionally and commercially.
Well, that wraps up our deep dive into the incredible world of emotional advertising.
It was fun.
We hope you've enjoyed the journey and that you're walking away with a fresh perspective and a whole bunch of actionable insights.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those emotions flowing.